Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. I'm so excited to do this episode. It's been a couple weeks, took some time off, and had one of the most amazing experiences and journeys. So many amazing revelations that I wanted to share it in an episode before it is forgotten. That is the nature of accessing higher dimensional information and learnings and teachings. In my own experience, if you don't record it or get it down, you will soon forget it. A lot of it just sort of goes away, and you try to access some of that stuff. In fact, many of the revelations and epiphanies that I've had have already been lost. So I just wanted to record this amazing experience I had where I became the messenger to the trees and had a super deep heart-to-heart, not just with one tree, with the community of trees. But let me go back to the beginning. The goal of my journey and trip was to find the new earth. I'd started to see comments pop up on different Facebook groups saying, hey, I experienced 5D or fourth density for 15 minutes. At first I laughed at that and then considered it's possible people are starting to experience clearly a different sort of universe seeping in to the third density. And so I went on this trip, which coincided with my son's graduation, to try to find the new earth. I love recording episodes for the podcast, and so for a very long time had been working with incredible joy in every episode that I did, but I needed to take a break, and it was a good time to set aside some time, and my goal was just to find the new earth. So the first place that I went, we drove, and so we took a long, slow drive to get there. We started out, we drove to Santa Barbara and spent the day looking at the beach. And then we drove from Santa Barbara to San Francisco, stayed in the city of San Francisco, drove around a little bit, and that was fun. And then we went to Mount Shasta. I was so excited to visit Mount Shasta because I had read all of the stuff about Mount Shasta. If you're not aware, I recommend a couple of books to read. In particular, if you are a fan of Rosicrucians, then Harvey Spencer Lewis wrote under a pseudonym a book called Lemuria, the Lost Continent of the Pacific. Also, one of the classics, a sort of channeled work, is by Frederick S. Oliver, writing a book called A Dweller on Two Planets. And there's just basic history. If you visit Mount Shasta, there's so much history behind it. There are a number of experiences related in the book Lemuria by Harvey Spencer Lewis, who's also quoting experience of locals in the local town of Weed, which is right next to Mount Shasta. Large beings just showing up in town. Beautiful, graceful, that speak with sort of a British accent and just give gold at the shops. That's been going on for a long time. People have witnessed clouds that hang over the main mountain, Mount Shasta, and seen lights inside these clouds that just were not normal. And a lot of people have said that this is where fifth density is really taking shape and form. And if you go there, you can experience these different energies. So our plan was to just stay there for 3 days. And so we arrived at the Mount Shasta Resort. It was just absolutely beautiful, kind of like a different filter has been put on everything. When you look through pictures, you notice the colors are more vibrant, colors are more lively. I could get there, I could feel my heart racing. I could feel all my chakras awakening, a sort of excitement and anticipation as I came closer, becoming aware of all of the history behind Mount Shasta, according to Harvey Spencer Lewis and others who have channeled beings inside of the mountain. They claim that Lemuria, the lost continent, at one time during its cataclysm, had moved to Mount Shasta, which was at the edge of its original continent, and had lived inside of the mountain, and that there were 6.5 density beings inside Mount Shasta. This appears to also be related to the Saint Germain material. I have two previous episodes which tell of the story of Guy Ballard hiking on Mount Shasta and encountering a man who introduced himself as the Count of Saint Germain. who's said to have started Ballard on the path to discovering the teachings of the I Am activity. While you read the information about the I Am activity, some saying it was a cult. There's some amazing readings, and we'll definitely be exploring those further. You get the idea that there may be an advanced civilization living in the mountains around this planet. We don't know that. They're able to shield and block through holograms possibly created, so you never know. J.C. Brown, he was a British prospector who discovered a lost underground city beneath Mount Shasta in 1904. And there's a whole other story about that, where they gathered 80 people together and almost searched this area. There's been so many sightings, so much information. There have been some writings discovered in the area. There is an amazing story on KQED of a hole. There's somebody that's doing a documentary, just a large hole that just appeared on Mount Shasta, and people have tried to decide what really happened. And there are people that have channeled beings from Telos, which is supposedly the city that's beneath Mount Shasta, a remnant of Lemuria that has advanced to a new state, and they're channeling, trying to communicate. So I didn't know what to expect. I would have loved to communicated with the people of Telos or anybody, and I made that my intention. So on the first night, we found we had a beautiful room right by the lake, and we stood out on the deck, and then as we were going to bed, I started to meditate. At first, I just tuned in to a couple of different frequencies, going through the 432 and Schumann resonance, and just sat there, and then in silence. And it was like there was a lightning strike to my mind. I was suddenly just downloading information. Everything was too slow. Every book that I picked up or piece of material I picked up, I had to listen to it at many times speed. And I found myself within 5 minutes sort of sitting on the bed, and I had an Audible book going at 3.5 times speed, while I had a YouTube going at the same time, and I could differentiate the two perfectly. I had the Dhammapada, an amazing Buddhist work, while I had the Bible going on Audible. And at the same time, it was like I was accessing all this information at the same time. I was listening to a book by Annalise Guérin and the Bible, and all of it was coming together as one bit of information. It was like I was turned on and sped up, and I just sat there and marveled at this sudden ability to access multiple quadrants of information. In the past, I might have been told that I was attention deficit disorder because of the way that I was accessing information. And now I really felt it, that I was accessing all of it individually at the same time. That it was something that I had done before. And as I did this, it became easier and easier. And I had flashes and images and communications coming in almost immediately. But it felt like we just don't have enough time. We're just trying to get you as much information as we possibly can. And so the beginning of this was just that. And so I went through a day and a half of just downloading information all the time. And then we were going on a walk around Lake Siskiyou. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And first we listened to the earth and the sounds of the earth and the water and the people around us, and really just let that sort of become like a perfume as we walked around. But I found as I attempted to communicate with the trees, they were sort of standoffish. And so I started to reach out with my mind and see if I could find a vibrant living tree that I could speak with or communicate with. I had been inspired from a variety of different things. My episode from Robert Stone on accessing the power of nature. I continue to remember my interview with Jane Warren Campbell, who has conversations with trees. And I always marveled at that and had many experiences where it felt like I was communicating with the trees or plants that were around me. I had long ago embraced the concept that everything is conscious around me. And due to that, I began to question how much of it I was creating in my own mind and how much of it was real, but continued along this path, opening myself to the possibility of communicating with the trees. I had recently created a meditation, The Enchanted Forest, in which at the end I was literally communicating with the tree. So in many ways I may have created this at the same time. I'm walking along this forest and it's very beautiful. One of the things that I've wanted to do is experience the new earth in third density. I want to know what it's like. And I've read many different channelings that sort of describe what it's like, but many of them say there's just simply no way you can truly understand it. One of the things is that you're aware of all the spirits, all the entities, and there's all kinds of otherworldly entities that are tied to the earth, that are tied to the water, that are tied to the air and the trees, and they're all around you. So there's all this whole world that for many people, if they suddenly woke up in the new earth density, they would go insane. Their thoughts immediately become creative very, very quickly. And so I just put my intention out there. I want to experience the new earth so that I can bring it back and let others experience it and understand it, so we can start to really experience what it's like in this alternate fourth density dimension. I'd long been trying to pull up memories of it and have done some of that with some clients, but I continued to make that my intention to experience these things. I had stopped listening after a while and just enjoying the beauty of the area that we were in. It's just absolutely marvelous. Different energy. Everything's so bright and vibrant. Everything is wonderful. The music sounds better. The foods taste better. And so we started to just explore our senses as we were walking around in this beautiful hike around the lake. And I put on some music that I like to play. It's a playlist that has Metaverse, Hans Zimmer, some really key tracks that I've linked and anchored to super high emotional states. So I started to, first of all, listen to the Schumann Resonance to really tune in to the environment around me and the earth environment. And then just went through some variables of different frequencies and then anchored myself with these emotions as they came up. I'm walking around. I suddenly feel like I'm listening to the most amazing concert. I'm listening to the most amazing thing. The flow of emotions that vibrated through me in this moment reminded me of how music sounded when I was a kid. I'm sure that we all have this experience. You reach a certain point where you've just listened to enough music that some of it is numb to you, even though at one point of time you listened to it and it was magical. And there's a point in time when you listen to enough music that even though it's magical, there's a sort of barrier between you and it just from experience. And so the beautiful thing is how we listen to music when we're kids. Well, it felt like that again. Like I was in a new body with new ears and listening to this music. And I just started to float in my mind and remembered the Neville Goddard lecture where he says that you're becoming a being, a life-giving being. That your awareness of becoming God goes beyond all the things we talk about. One of the keys is that God is a life-creating being. And so that I would start to see the life around me and consider the idea that I had created this life going along the lines of clearly I can see my thoughts in the environment around me where the art of God is just before you. And this desire that is inlaid in everything I could see. I could see this desire to create, this desire for life and to give life. And so I became a vessel of this life-giving energy. These biophotons started to run through me, very much like the sun recharging a plant. I felt like it was water. It was coming down through my body and up through my body. And it was like I was processing the light. These photon bundles of quantum energy that we get with food, we can also get in a light body inside. As we awaken these energies, we can actually access this energy all around us. It sounds crazy, but we can. And so I realized that if I was going to be in this new earth environment, I wanted to feel that. And so it felt like I was eating this amazing meal. That feeling when you drink something like coffee, but it doesn't have any of the aftertaste. It's like you're awakened. It's a clean awakening where your energy is clean, if that makes sense. And I feel this, and I feel my heart rush with love, and I just feel the memory, not necessarily the visual, but I could feel the memory of all my previous lives and the experiences I had had with these trees. And I began to remember that I had been a tree in another life, and I had a deep, close connection to the trees. It was very difficult for me to leave and choose another species at some point in time, a long time ago in my memory, and I carried such immense respect. I remembered the channeling from Seth, where he said that many between lives will choose to become a tree. It's like going to the spa. And I always loved that, the idea of it. One of my favorite science fiction epics is written by Kevin Anderson, and he has the only way that you can communicate galactically is through trees. The trees have some sort of instantaneous way of communicating, which makes sense. And I believe that when you communicate with one tree, you may be communicating with them all. And so I started to have these thoughts and give life, letting the life flow through me. And just every tree, I was just, I'm going to give you life. I want to be just as powerful as water or sun. And I want to be your sunlight. I'm going to give it to you. And I'd see another one. And they started to respond to me. They started to thank me. They started to want to talk to me. And I started to become aware that all of the trees were different. They were just like us. There were so many different kinds of trees, millions of them, and they all had their own personality, and they all were different in so many ways. But at the same time, they were aware that they were the same. And I started to receive messages from the trees as I was walking, feeling this loving vibration. I felt like I had tuned into the energy of the trees. It was very powerful. Many of the trees are aware of this feeling and are simply there in the tree-like form just to experience this loving energy. One of the trees tells me at that point that the trees are nothing more than the whiskers of God, but they choose to be the whiskers because they're so close to the mouth. And I considered this, and I continued to walk, and I remembered in the Law of One material, there's a mention of an alien race coming to Earth at one point, a question about a visitation. And they said that the tree from this planet meditated by moving. That was the tree's form of meditation, was movement, while we as humans find stillness. So this thought came to me, and they all became very excited at this. And I learned something so profound, I was like, I had to stop, because they explained to me that when there is wind, it is very likely that wind is being caused by the trees in the area. The trees can create reality in the same way that we create reality. They are fourth density to fifth density and sometimes sixth density beings. Sometimes the trees densify so much they become the petrified trees, which are just the same thing as the other trees in a higher density, where each part of them chips off, becoming a unique fragment of the original soul continuing on in its own consciousness. I was given a vision of this and was told that there is only one tree, and that the body of God, if there is such a thing, the original form would be more like a tree than a human, that we can see God's fingerprint in the tree. The tree branches off, and each branch branches off again. So you see the fractal nature of the environment around you. Everything branches off and continues to become more infinite. Any idea or topic you think about will fractal off. Anything that you look at fractals off. It goes into tinier and tinier detail on all levels. And so the tree is very much like that. We're given a vision of trees in the Adam and Eve story, when there's the tree of life and the tree of good and evil. And we are also told the tree of life, the Kabbalah, is this perfect system of defining the universe. So I could feel the link. It's very spiritual. Many of the trees are fully aware of everything going on around them. There's a network of roots that allows them to communicate with almost all of the trees, and many of them are adept at crossing large fields and communicate into intelligent structures that in some ways would surprise you. Some of the trees may be from Oregon, some of them may be in California. They're families of trees, like soul families, and they're constantly sharing information and oftentimes just sitting in this vibrant, loving, powerful state. Oftentimes, I was told, the branches of the tree is them exploring alternate universes within their consciousness. And you can see the way a tree's consciousness has been shaped by how long it stays within one root and then begins to branch. It's sort of a dream they're all having. You can see the dream that they're dreaming within their consciousness. They're also observers, they're watchmen, they're guardians. And I was told, well, you've spoken with many others about this, and they claimed that very few, if any, had really ever spoken to them, and that someone needed to speak to the trees, and that I could be the messenger to the trees in this moment. And so then I felt a responsibility, a sadness come over me in that moment, a shame for what humans had done to the trees, and remembered again that I had been a tree in the past. They were understanding, coming from a much greater perspective, never blaming or anything. There were some trees that were angry. There were some trees that refused to communicate with any humans. And I could hear those voices speaking up while I communicated with these trees. But I was sent on a mission to go to the redwoods from that point. And then it seemed as if any tree I walked by, I could start talking to it and it would give me a communication. Sometimes it was very generic and sometimes it was very, very deep. But they were conscious just like us and living a different form of consciousness than what we are experiencing. A form of consciousness where you have everything that you need and you are sitting in this perfect environment of mind. Many times there are multiple trees that intertwine like souls, and the way that these trees mix together by their roots is super fascinating as I began to feel what it was like to be a tree. It was amazing. So then we drove to Oregon, and the trees just get more and more dense as we're driving. And we went on this amazing hike on Wolf Creek Falls, I believe was the name of it. And the trees are just beautiful, and there's a waterfall there. And the trees were just so excited. They had heard about me from my previous trip. Now, I fully acknowledge this could all be from my imagination, but my imagination was having fun with me in that moment, letting me play this out. If it wasn't true, they were letting me play this out like a kid playing pretend when I was a kid. So it felt like that aspect, and the trees acknowledged that. They knew that they would not be able to convince me that this wasn't just some moment where my imagination was running wild. And it saddened them. They could never have true communication. And it bothered many trees. Many of them had accepted this. And very few people can tune in. And in the new earth environment, all the trees can communicate with everybody. You can communicate with everything. You can communicate with the rocks, the plants, even the animals. While it may be very generic, you can communicate within that environment. So it's a completely different environment. And a lot of the communication is not by words. It's very difficult for trees to speak or communicate to certain humans because they have to change the way they communicate. Even if it's on a telepathic level, they communicate with pictures. They communicate with vibrations because that's how trees are. They shake and feel certain vibrations, and these vibrations are their own sort of words. So it's tapping into an energy stream that can sort of convert that or translate that as part of what you're doing when you're communicating with something else. So the fourth density light seemingly makes that easier as your consciousness becomes aware of these possibilities. It is something I've always been super fascinated by, and I've read other episodes where we talk about some of these beings and what they could be. Groupings of atoms that are all together. So I found myself many times hugging a lot of trees, in particular, making sure I was going heart to heart with my tree. And I could feel like a singing joy coming from my heart. This particular tree, every tree that we hugged, it felt like they had known, my heart had known that tree. Personal knowing with that tree. And so I continued just to give life to the trees around me, blessing them with light and love from my own self, trying to be my own sun, like a lighthouse to these trees. And they became aware of it. Even as I was driving down the interstate, the trees are talking to me. And it wasn't something that was difficult. It was just, I could tune into the voice. And sometimes it was multiple voices that I could understand all at the same time. And sometimes it was individual voices. So I asked the trees what I could do. And I thought I would get some sort of environmental suggestion. The thing that saddens the trees the most is our inability to understand our consciousness and our ability to create whatever reality that we want. It's as if we're standing by the water, but not knowing that we can drink it. It's something that frustrates them, but they understand it. It's something that they know that we have to learn for ourselves. They could intervene and have intervened in some cases. There are people that are sort of disciples of the trees, that are a part of the trees, that are actually looking like humans but are not, according to them. But the message that they gave me was the oneness. The oneness is the key. Something, of course, that sounds generic. Maybe I was speaking to an inorganic being, just like in Carlos Castaneda, but it did not feel so. It felt like we had to learn the ability to create our reality. They understood the message I was trying to teach, but there was a lot more to it. That understanding the tree helps you to understand how reality is created. And the tree gives an idea of timelines and past and future and physics. And understanding the tree, I didn't really understand what the tree had meant, that I had to understand the tree. But as I pondered this more and more, I could see the way the tree gave me hints and clues to everything I needed to know about creating my reality and beyond. The idea that the tree comes from a seed that is planted, that it grows in the earth, and it grows in a certain way. That it goes through a period of time of growth, the way its bark forms. So we drove from Oregon down to the Redwood National Forest. And we didn't really know what to do, but that was the place I was headed because I was told I could experience more of the new earth. And so I had gone to the Redwoods and we just were driving on the road and we found the Trees of Mystery was the first place that we went. There's a big Paul Bunyan right out front. And so we walked and found the history of these trees. When I put my heart to the tree of the redwood, it felt different. Wise and old, such strength, such power. And I was given the most wonderful, powerful feelings of love. And as we were walking, I know for sure everything changed. The environment around me changed. It became different, and I was definitely what I felt like in that fourth density environment. I could see these beings. I could see everything. I could see the planet taking shape and its perfect harmony and how both insignificant and truly significant I was in that moment and the power of both of those things. Showing me this was what they were trying to communicate. They communicated with such power and such poetry. They could simply flash a single image into my mind. It would unlock so much, as if they had known me for so long, as if I was with God. And perhaps I was in that moment. At least it was his whiskers. And so we came to the Brotherhood tree. This was this massive tree that someone next to us said was 3,000 years old. While it had a little brick fence around it, I couldn't help. I crossed up and hugged it and felt my heart just sing. And the history of it. The history of it flashed before my eyes. Each of these trees, so majestic and powerful, at such a higher density, protected from fire by their very bark, the water and sunlight touching them in such a certain way. I could feel their power, their wisdom, their cry for us to find our inner power and the love within us for this planet to be a loving planet. It is shifting into this, and those that want to stay, the earth is opening itself up to this love. And I felt them protect me as if in communication with the sun and earth, a force field that was forming around me, far enough to where I could barely see it, like a bubble, a dome. And I could feel the trees and the sun and the earth all forming this collective dimension as I walked around. And it seems like I was the fundamental focal point of it. And as I walked around, I could feel the vibration of everything around me change. I felt like a battery, a beautiful battery that changed everything. And I would walk into the forest and I used Paul Selig and I said, I know who you are. I know what you are. I know how you serve. You are free. You are free. You are free. And I felt the trees sing. I felt the greatest joy come washing over me. So many stories, so many voices, so many things. And I was just told to connect to the earth in that moment, that it's not complicated. The new earth is the earth. It's a divine reconciliation with a being so wondrous and powerful, being the earth itself. And our divine father, the sun, in perfect union together. And we are these quadrants walking around as vessels that interchange these two energies, blessing everything around us in a perfect fractal of the universe itself. It was a beautiful, wonderful vision to have, to see such beauty around me and to be aware that it exists now in this moment and that you can experience it through quantum entanglement just by hearing my voice and hearing these words and descriptions. You're experiencing it now. I promise you, if you've tuned into my vibration, you could see the things I could see. You could hear the things I could hear. We then proceeded to go on to several other destinations, and we probably didn't even see even close to enough, driving through the Avenue of Giants, going to the Boy Scout Trail. There was so much, and it was so beautiful, and each tree carried so much wisdom that I was just blown away in a state of shock as I had gone back to my hotel, just sitting there aware of this amazing thing that had happened, that I felt like I had been placed amongst the divine and given an opportunity to sit with them. And I felt such grace, peace, and gratitude for what they do and how they create and how they watch over us. And then I realized that I had been in the new earth. There were parts of our walk that became mystical. There were different flowers than could have been in that area. And I could hear and see everything. The light was different. And I had looked back, and only after it had happened, had realized that I was not in our normal density when that happened. I remember even just feeling I was in a different body almost. I want to know if anybody else has experienced this. Have you experienced these higher densities now? And if you have, I want you to share your story. Please put it in the comments. And if you are experiencing the new earth anywhere, I want to start documenting it. My idea is that the new earth is here, that it's slowly creeping all around. There's certain portions of this new earth energy that are magnified more than others. I know for sure that we see it in certain locations. There's ley lines on this planet that create grids that have amplified the energies of certain areas like Mount Shasta. I know that this is happening. And so I want you to tell me about it. The new earth is here. It is happening. And it involves us connecting to the environment around us, becoming aware of our greater abilities. One of those abilities is that we can communicate with literally everything. The table, the chair that you're sitting on, everything is conscious. And they all can have power because you are a life-giving entity. So take what you will of it. This is my experience. Hopefully you've gotten a chance to see some of the pictures and videos that I took of this wonderful trip, and I recommend. You don't need to travel to Mount Shasta. There's a place nearby you where you can go into nature and you can start to see these things being created. And our goal is to bring this to the rest of the world, to amplify it. All of us as batteries, we create the new earth around us with our every motion and action. It's happening, and the more people believe it's happening, the more people will start becoming co-creators in this new earth experiment. So please tell me where you're at in creating your new earth. All episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.